We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Let's go, Dutch! What's up, Oregon?
With Coin 6 sportscaster AJ McCord.
You never believe you're out of a fight. You never believe you're out of a game. Where does that come from?
It's having some pride, having belief.
And Dusty, the fan man, Hera.
Jonathan Smith, Oregon State head football coach. Do you have a fullback that it will run his head through a wall?
Yeah, we've got that thought.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I proved it up. I'm not running from nobody.
The Fan.
All right, hour number two, AJ and Dusty in the afternoon. Thanks for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Whew. We're waiting on our good buddy Gabe Neitzel, ESPN Milwaukee, host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, to talk about all things Milwaukee sports because, oddly, Milwaukee and Wisconsin sports are kind of the center of the sports universe today.
Is Aaron Rodgers doing to the Bucks what he did to the draft?
Ooh. Oh. Oh. What?
Whoa.
What a... Wow.
I'm
because
just asking.
He is taking over the sports world today because there was... I don't know if he would leak this one, though. Because
I don't
it doesn't necessarily make him look great. But I think it tells a lot of the story because if you don't know, Adam Schefter reported earlier today that the Green Bay Packers tried to make, Aaron Rodgers, not just the highest paid player in the league, like the highest paid quarterback, the highest paid player in the league, give him a 2-year contract extension with all of the money. It would have made him for he would have been in Green Bay for 5 more seasons. He would have been the highest paid QB and player in football's history. He declined the offer. Mm. Now, he could be trying to be like, hey, look at me.
Hello.
Look at me over here. But I think this kind of feels like it comes out of the Green Bay camp of,
yeah,
look, we've tried everything.
Mm-hmm. But I think what well, this situation has just been so sticky from the beginning because it hasn't been super clear what it's going to take for Aaron Rodgers to feel valued and wanted in Green Bay.
It kind of feels like getting Brian Gutekunst out of there, the general manager, because remember his Kenny Mayne's final sports center about,
I love the fans, I love the team, I love the coaches.
It's the people, and the people have changed. Mm-hmm. It's like, one... How stoned are you? Because it's like stoner
thoughts.
Wasn't
he in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruh. But he...
man.
He was like, yeah, what's up? Like, it's just the people.
Under the palm trees.
I appreciate, though. And he's not wrong.
No.
Because, I mean, that's what... You've heard kind of these rumblings from the old school Packer fans, and that may be what Rodgers was doing with that, is like, he's knowing what buttons to push over there. But it's like... you know, it is about the people, and it is getting too corporate, the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. Well, he doesn't like the moves that Gutekunst has made, and he's run off a lot of his buddies and made some moves that he doesn't agree with.
And that's why, while I'm, like, not the most surprised that I don't think Aaron Rodgers necessarily leaked, or his camp leaked this at all, but I'm not surprised that money is not what Aaron Rodgers is talking about.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't need, like, it's not a money issue. It's, and I think... it's like the Green Bay Packers are throwing money at a complex problem, right? Like, this is somebody who, like I said, wants to feel valued. He wants to feel like he is a part of the long-term solution, and he wants to have the pieces around him to go out there and win another ring, or win a ring. And so I think that it's not surprising to me that the idea of becoming the highest paid quarterback is not what was going to quote unquote move the needle, sorry, for Aaron Rodgers. because it's never been about the money.
Why are you apologizing for that?
Too easy of a reference. I don't know.
but that is, I mean, that's one where you go, I get it. And I appreciate, look, Aaron Rodgers, he can be a little much at times, right?
Relax.
You know, he can speak very philosophical and kind of sound like try hard at times, where you're sitting there like, what the hell are you talking about, man? Like, the people, like, he doesn't eloquently call out his GM like Damian Lillard did, right?
Yeah.
You can say what, you can make a shot at that person directly, mm-hmm. without naming them directly.
Yep.
And Aaron danced around it a lot more than what Dame did, right? But still kept that anonymity about it, where you're not calling a person out by name.
Right.
But I can appreciate the fact, though, with Aaron Rodgers, where it truly isn't about the money.
Right.
And look, I don't even know if it's about the winning.
It may not be.
I can appreciate that for this guy, it's about the happiness factor, right? Where you can put up with some S if you're winning, right? But if you're putting up with that S and you're losing in the NFC Championship game on a play where you felt, and here's the other thing, is it doesn't sound like it's a deal with Matt LaFleur.
No.
Whose call it was to kick a field goal instead of try to score a touchdown and give the ball back to Tom Brady.
Right.
Never a good idea.
Really bad idea.
But it doesn't necessarily sound like it's a thing with Matt LaFleur. Mm-mm. Because then you could point back to that and say, all right, so it's about winning. I really do think it's a happiness thing.
Yeah.
And if the guy wants to be happy, more power to him. Like,
it's
whatever.
A value thing.
Right.
It's a... I don't feel valued here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at this point, though, right, for probably both Aaron Rodgers' sake and the Packers' sake, there should be less of this sort of Aaron Rodgers should put like facts, figures, and needs to his feelings of like, hey, here's what it will take. Let's figure out if you're willing to do that. If you're not, let's part ways. Let's move on. I've got suitors. You want to get rid of me. You have Jordan Love. Like, let's just move on. Let's figure out how to break up amicably instead of just dragging this into OTAs, into training camp. Yeah. And that doesn't benefit anybody, in my opinion, but I think it hurts the Packers far more than it hurts Aaron Rodgers.
And I think where you really get hung up in it is that you can understand where the Packers are coming from,
totally.
Because they'd have to eat $38 million.
Yeah. No, I get it.
If they traded him this year. That's why all signs are in all directions are pointing to Aaron Rodgers is going to show up this year. He's going to be a happy soldier. They're going to make it through the 2021 season because they have to. And then when that cap hit gets smoother and it's not $38 million, it's $17 million, then you could see, then that trade happens, right? Mm. Aaron Rodgers, he knows either that or he doesn't show up at all.
Right.
And he just retires and walks away, which I could see him doing if it's a happiness thing.
I could too.
But all signs are pointing to him going back to Green Bay and just, I don't want to say, I guess happy soldier was the wrong way to put it. He will gut out this season. Mm. It kind of feels like that's what you're looking at with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not as convinced. Yeah, I'm not as convinced that he's going to go back. I think he's sort of been far too elusive, far too open with Jeopardy, with the golfing event, with the statements with Kenny Mayne. I'm not convinced he's going to just be like, well, we sort of tried to work it out. It's not going to work. Yeah. I don't know that he's at the point where he's willing to just like, for comparison's sake, to like smack a smile on and just go through it.
See,
I don't think he's going to fake it.
I don't think he shows up right away.
Yeah.
I think he has this thing suffer a little bit,
yeah.
But I think he does. He will. Yeah. I think he will, because I think the other part about Aaron Rodgers is that like, football's not the most important thing to him, but he does love it.
Totally.
Like, he loves playing it, too.
Yeah.
And I think we get lost in that of, like, he has, and he does have connections with people that are on that roster, too. Mm-hmm. And there is an element of not wanting to let people down, but still kind of sticking to your guns and saying, I'm not going to make this easy for you. And proving a point. Like, what Lillard is doing to Portland, mm-hmm. which is either get on this thing and let's push all in and go and win.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be here. That's what Dame is saying. Yeah. And what Aaron Rodgers is saying is like, look, we're going to win games as long as I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to be happy. Yep. And in the long term, that is going to be one of the most important things for me.
So you say you're going to let it, like, you think he's going to join sometime in the season, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Some point, week 4, 5, 6.
Oh, no. It might be even before that. I don't know when he does it.
So when you say they're going to let him suffer, what does that mean?
Just to let it linger. Let it linger over the front office and over the organization.
Like, force him to talk about it at training camp sort of thing.
So it's a spite thing.
No, I think that he's just saying, I don't want to be there and I don't want to have to be there. And I'm going to prove my point that I don't want to be there. So if you want to call that spite, go. Sure. But I
sounds like spite, because the only reason it sounds like he's coming back. Now, I do agree with the happiness part, but it sounds like the only reason that he would come back is if the Packers did something monumental to change the roster to better
benefit
him.
Has he said that?
Well, no, but
I don't think it's the roster. I think it's the front office.
Well, no, but the other way is spite. I mean, this is a spite play.
I also think that here's one thing that he's done is he's just let people read way into it with all of his comments that he's had. And even when he was in Tahoe in the American Century, and he was like, you know, look, I'm going to enjoy this week of golf, and then I'm going to go back to working out, and then we'll see where it falls. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's still preparing to get ready for a football season.
Yeah.
And because here's one thing Aaron Rodgers knows, the Green Bay Packers cannot trade him this year.
Yeah.
It's $38 million that they will eat.
Yeah.
They can't trade him. Like, it's like, not,
yeah,
that's a, they would eat $38 million in dead money.
Yeah.
So they'd pay whoever they traded him for and then eat that dead money. Like, that is something you're sitting there and you're going, no, they're not going to do it.
So,
and he knows that. He absolutely knows that.
Here's the thing that's confusing to me, though, because if it's not a roster thing, right? If we're just kind of deducing that, we're saying, well, he hasn't said it's a roster thing, right? He said it's a happiness thing. We're just going off of his words, right?
No, he also, like, he wants to win too. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to
win
too.
Maybe partly a roster thing. If it's not that, then doesn't this also just turn into a blinking contest?
A staring contest?
Or, a staring contest. But, like, who's going to blink?
It could become blinking.
But
blinking
contest, who's going to blink first? And wouldn't, if Aaron Rodgers got onto the roster with literally nothing changing? Because that's what you're suggesting, is that he'll come back onto the team once he feels like he's been enough of an a-hole, and now we'll come play.
No, he just doesn't want to go through training camp, too. I think that there's that element of it, where it's just like,
he's just,
you know,
lazy?
What? I just don't have... No. No, he's not lazy.
So why does
he doesn't
do
have to
camp?
Because he doesn't have to do it. Because he can.
For the first time
in
his career?
He can afford not to.
Yeah, because he's sitting there,
like,
and he's saying, you know what? I'm going to make them talk about this. I'm going to prove my point that I'm not happy and that I want to be out of here at some point, but he's still going to go through it.
But
he's still
I also
so you think he'll just sit the entire year, where he can also, if it gets truly bad, the Packers can just say, well, fine, we're not going to do anything, and we'll fine you, and we will not lift these fines when you eventually show back up.
Yeah, I think that he could probably do that. I mean, honestly, he hasn't said anything. Okay,
but he hasn't indicated he's going to do that, though.
But you made the Damian Lillard comparison, which I like, right? So the Damian Lillard
comparison. Hold on,
hold on. I'm going to get around to my point.
Okay.
You made the Damian Lillard, comparison.
I'm going to get there.
Well, hold on a second. You made the Damian Lillard comparison, and Damian Lillard has publicly come out and, in kind of loose language, has said it's the roster, right? It's the GM.
He blatantly said, if you looked at this roster and said it was a championship roster.
So Aaron Rodgers has not said that. He has said it's just a happiness thing.
Yeah.
What is going to make him happy to actually get back on the team?
And that's what I'm saying.
I can't get my head wrapped around
this. It's Brian Gutekunst.
But I think
is
it's
what
So they got to fire him.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's firing him. I think it's the two of them getting on at least in the same chapter, the same book. I think it's at least them figuring out, because he's been sort of at odds with him since he didn't give him a heads up about drafting Jordan Love, right? Like, he hasn't felt valued by Gutekunst. And so I think it's going to take the two of them at least getting to the point where Aaron Rodgers feels like, I've been heard. This may not result in a long-term fix, but I'll play this season and then see what happens.
Because he's done that in the past. And this year he's just using more of a power play, because look, if it is a roster thing and if it's them drafting Jordan Love, he would have done it last year then. If it is the fact that he talked about a receiver that he really liked and then they cut the guy the next day, well, then he would have done this before. Like, it's a lot of things adding up where he is still
compounding issue.
Come back eventually.
Yeah.
And he's never said that he won't be coming back to the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Right. He's just used very loose and vague verbiage, like a beautiful mystery. His future is a beautiful mystery.
Yes.
Right? And he's going to work out and then come back. Lillard said, I haven't demanded a trade, but my future is up in the air. He's been way more clear about his intentions and what's going on
here.
That's
Dame's MO, though.
But is why, Rodgers also, he likes the attention in this. Like, he likes the attention of all of this that's happening.
This is spite, dude. I can't. I'm trying to figure
that
out.
That is really fine, but
like what the reason is that he's doing. I guess the reason I'm bringing up that it's spite is
you're not wrong. I mean, but
yeah, but isn't that kind of pathetic that he's spitefully doing this to a franchise that I don't know. That's some angle that we haven't really talked about.
I've seen it. Call it pathetic.
No, but we've seen it a lot though. Will, we've seen guys hold out, and anytime you do hold out, it's a power play, and that is spite. Right, it's the same thing. It's any holdout that we see.
All right.
He's
just incomplete. He's like being completely unclear about it. Like, I guess if I was the 49ers,
he's doing that on purpose.
But I would rip the Band-Aid off if I was not 49ers. If I was the Packers, I'd rip the Band-Aid off, and I would just be like, "Oh, you want to sit out? Okay, you're done. You want us to trade you? Okay, fine. Let's just trade you, and we'll eat the money. Because at this point, you're embarrassing the franchise.
But you can't eat the money. You can eat the money. Okay. Because right now, you keep him on, and you fine him, and you recoup that money.
Right.
If he doesn't want to come and play.
I know.
All right. I mean, either way, it's just going to end awful. Really.
Sure. It's going to end with him leaving. That's where I think he probably does show up. And he goes through this season because he gets that money and he can get his way out as well.
What if he retires?
That I can
quote unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that he sounds retires? Better.
We could see that happening,
and then comes back next year.
Yeah, that's a better idea for everybody.
But then I think he has to repay if you retire for a year and then come back.
You don't think there's a team who would be so desperate for
Gronk. So if he retires for a year and then comes back, then the Packers then have the leverage and say, no, we don't have to trade you. And we won't. Because if you want to talk about spite,
then you're
not playing ball here.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. It's just like, I guess what makes me frustrated is like, no one's going to win at the end of this.
Because
no one.
We're way over. And remember, though, the Patriots got a ton of credit because everybody's like, I can't believe they trade. Well, what the hell else were they going to do? Right. They just not pay Gronk to do something. But Aaron Rodgers is a little bit different, especially if he retires and Jordan Love sucks.
Oh.
If Jordan Love is good, they'll be like, yeah, fine, go away.
Trade,
But if he sucks and Aaron Rodgers is like, yeah, no, I want to play, just not for you.
Yeah.
Then you're talking about
But see, I don't
a spite
know because
going for the Packers way.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's very complicated. Everything's complicated.
All right, 503-250-1080 is fan text line. We got a whodunit that we can solve next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, we were talking Aaron Rodgers hold out here. And a text said, I forgot about this too. The new CBA, they can't waive the fines anymore in the NFL. And that is, I forgot about that. They made it, the last CBA that kicked in during COVID last year just kind of ran together. Remember, they amended the CBA back in March. But this one says, unless the Packers, another text says, unless the Packers try to avoid, they can only fine Rodgers around $2 million only for training camp. Because they've actually upped those penalties. He could lose out on $35 million this year.
Whoa.
Because he could, his $2 million in training camp, if he just wants to miss training camp, it's $2 million, which I could see that totally happening and being like, all right, he pays that. And then he has got $14.7 million in base salary and then roster bonuses throughout the course of the next year would be $6.8 million. And then they will take back their $11.5 million in signing bonus. $35,643,000. Now that is a lot of money.
Hefty chunk of change.
Aaron Rodgers' net worth is $140 million.
Yes, it is. So you don't think he'd miss $35 million in his bank account and a fine of $2 million? I mean, that's a chunk of change. But if he just retires outright, there it is. The other thing is that if he goes into retirement for a year, if he holds out, he can't really do that because if you hold out of training camp now under the new CBA, you lose a year accredited towards free agency. So that $38 million in cap would roll over to next year, the dead cap hit.
Yep.
If they trade him this year, which makes him untradeable, that rolls over to next year too.
Jeez.
So it gets even more confusing by the day as to what Aaron Rodgers' situation is in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because his current year, everything would just be put on hold because the NFL wanted to avoid situations just like this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this. And I wonder if that's going to make it a more player-friendly league for the superstars.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's never has been in the NFL because it's just been like, you know what? No. The hell with you. If you're going to hold out, hold out.
Yeah.
And we'll waive the fines, we'll make it right, and then you'll be happy and you'll stick around. Because quarterbacks have never left.
Yeah.
I mean, quarterbacks never leave in their prime.
Very rarely.
No.
Ever. Yeah.
No, we never see that happen. So here we are right now with another one looming, a new one in Aaron Rodgers looming, because Tom Brady and Peyton Manning weren't in their primes. Yes, they went off and won Super Bowls elsewhere.
Yeah.
But they weren't in their primes, and I guess Aaron Rodgers is in the back end of his, very back end of his.
Yes.
Very. He'd probably be in this consideration of it with Brady and Manning.
That's
too.
What I was gonna say. I feel like that's
just
a very
not quite as old.
Fair comparison.
Not as old.
No, and he didn't just win MVP like a year ago. Last year. So
last season.
Yeah. So that's a little different.
Which
than
is
Peyton.
Also making him a little bit pissed right. off is that he doesn't feel like he's appreciated as much for winning the MVP.
Exactly.
Still really good at football.
Still very good at football.
If it follows by your theory that he'll come back week 4 or whatever.
Well, I never said that. You did.
Well, I said, what do you think he'll come back week 5 or 6? And you go, probably before that.
I said, I don't know. It could be before that. I just think he'll make him bleed a little bit.
So I view that as a loss for him if he comes back.
That's where I'm sitting is sort of like it.
You're going to look weak.
I don't know that you look weak. I just don't know that you didn't get what you set out to get. But I don't know what he wants. That's the other, like that's what it comes back to. Is like I feel like at this point he needs to be a little bit more upfront of this is what I want. This is what it's going to take to make me happy and at least give. It's almost like ultimatum time. It's almost like the Packers should be begging for an ultimatum.
That's what I understand. Like if you come back, it's going to look like you didn't want to get fined and pay all that money. And true in the end would be like, wow, Aaron Rodgers did that literally for nothing. They didn't change the roster. They don't seem happy with each other still. So we just did all this for no reason.
Well, unless they're 0-4 when he comes back.
Yes. Yeah. There we go. We're worse off. In fact, we would have been better off if you played week one.
Right.
Because we probably would have won those games.
Right.
Now we're worse.
I do think that there is that element of it, though.
Yeah. You know? Well, again, he wants to feel valued, I think. But I think it's time to set tangible goals of what it's going to take to have you feel valued.
True. All right. We got an NFL grab bag, including Tom Brady jokes. Next, here's Will. All right. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were at the White House today. They did their White House tour where I saw that some of Tom Brady's teammates were asking him if he has residency.
LOL.
Well, Tom Brady had jokes today. And I thought it was funny. Tom, showing a little humility and poking a little fun at himself and the president.
Got on a roll. Not a lot of people, you know, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah. And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
This is like Tom Brady unleashed. That's what we've gotten in Tampa Bay. We have gotten Tom Brady gives zero cares to what you think of him, to what you think of his jokes.
No.
He is out there saying whatever is on his mind.
Do you like Tom now?
And no.
Do you like Tom? It sounds like you like Tom.
I disdain him less. I disdain him less. There's a lot of childhood trauma built into my disdain for Tom Brady. He broke my heart many a time, far more than any love that I ever had.
Sure sounds like you kind of like Tom now.
I am enjoying, and the tweeting, I just think it's very fun to see him having fun.
I'm wondering, is this him, though? Or is this his social media team and whoever runs his social media that are providing him his dad jokes too? Because some of the stuff, he's got a lot of dad jokes that he fires off on Twitter, but it's pretty funny stuff that he has as well. Are these all prepared? Is this part of the package that is Tom Brady?
I don't know. But let me believe that it's Tom.
Yeah.
Let me believe that this is
because
Tom Brady
you like him.
Coming into his own. As like embracing the full dad jokes. I mean, the Twitter, wasn't he the one who did the meme when it was Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka? And he had that great one once it was like Aaron Rodgers. And then he made fun of himself for trying to get involved in like the social media play. It was pretty funny.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
that was a killer explanation.
When
though.
Bryson DeChambeau, when Bryson was walking by Brooks and he was like, oh, I can't stand that guy.
Right.
And then the meme went around and then Tom Brady played on the meme. I thought it was funny. And then he made fun of himself because he was like, I'm old. I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm trying.
I think this is what we need, though. We need Tom and Brooks versus Bryson and Aaron in the next match.
Wouldn't that be epic?
That would be great. That is the missed opportunity.
That is must-see television.
I mean,
right,
you got to have Phil. Yeah, Phil and Tom were the defending champs of the match,
right.
So you have to have them in it.
Right.
But you have to pair Brady and Brooks together for one of these rounds.
You have to. Golf would be missing an opportunity. You want to get people talking about the game?
Dude. They might actually fight, though.
Listen.
It'd be great. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cam Akers, man, second year running back for the Rams, tore his Achilles working out, and he's done for the year. He just tweeted out, I want to thank everybody. Sending prayers my way and wishing me well. I hate this happened, but my spirits are great and I understand God makes no mistakes. I'll be back better than ever and in no time. I'm a soldier. Again, thank you. The NFC West, my goodness, this is such a head-scratching division and you can't put your finger on it. Like, Cam Akers last year, 625 yards on the ground, 123 in the air. It's not like the Rams are losing their 1,000-yard back, their workhorse 1,000-yard back, but they were expecting a whole hell of a lot more out of him this year.
Yes.
And they wanted him to be more of the feature. It sucks for not just Cam Akers, but the Rams, and it opens up that NFC West wide open even more.
Yep. Do you think Todd Gurley is the kind of person who, after a team breaks up with him, keeps their contact info in his phone?
Probably not.
Or blocks them?
Probably block. Especially after the way it went down, which was like everybody's like, horrible contract, get him out of here. Send him to Atlanta, and now he's a free agent. And there's fans begging for him back on Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. Todd Gurley, the kind of person who saves his ex's number so that he knows when they call, or deletes the contact info and will be surprised by an LA area code.
Oh my gosh. Now, Adrian Peterson, isn't he still a free agent?
Yep.
I saw he said he has a lot left in, he feels he has a lot left in the tank. And I don't know, he's 3,000 yards short of Emmett Smith for the all-time rushing record.
Yeah.
He's 36. I could see them giving him a call, kicking the tires on AP for one final year, even though, my goodness, I mean, he had 604 yards on 156 carries. And what, Cam Akers, 625, was on like 143 last year. So I don't know if you want to go old and retread or just roll the dice on a young guy. But this is the deepest division in football. Top to bottom, the NFC West is loaded. There are no gimmies in your division because, I mean, just think about the teams that you got to go up against, not just Seattle every week, but you got the up and coming Cardinals, who are probably the worst team in the division, a team that was in the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago, in the San Francisco 49ers, which, if it wasn't just for a rash of injuries last year, you know, their season would have looked a whole lot different. And this is, I think, going back and looking at San Francisco kind of just tells you what the NFL is that, look, a lot of being successful and getting a deep run in the playoffs has a hell of a lot to do with health. And Cam Akers going down early is a terrible sign for the LA Rams this season.
Yeah, it's not great. But you have to replace him. You have to replace him relatively quickly.
We got a week.
So
a week.
What?
How great is that?
It's pretty fun.
How great is that? All right. You know what we'll do? We'll do my whodunit mystery next.
Oh.
Because I need answers. What do you think happened?
All right. Nancy Drew hat going on.
At the AM PM last night. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app. Okay. Last night I was heading home. Stop at the local AM PM.
Okay.
I roll inside and I'm looking around. Looking around. Go up to the counter. Nobody's there.
Okay.
I'm like, what is going on here? Nobody's around. Guy walks in behind me, and he's like, is there like a bell? No bell. Go to ring the bell. No bell. And so I look back. I'm like, this is weird. Like, nobody is working right now. Look behind the counter. Nobody. Look outside. Nobody's there. I'm like, So now we're like, okay, something up here.
Okay.
And then we go. Guy behind me leaves. Another guy comes in and he's like, what's going on? I'm like, nobody's here. Nobody is here right now. So we're starting to get worried. I'm like, is there like a medical emergency going on? Uh-huh. What's going on here?
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does this AM PM have a restroom?
Yes.
Did you check to see if the door was locked?
Okay. That's part of the story. We're going around. Okay. We're like looking around. He goes and looks in the back and goes, nope, nobody's in there.
Okay.
You know, like we're making sure we're not being mischievous or anything. Do a couple knocks around, and then we're like, what the heck? Guy goes around, does a lap around the building.
Okay.
Nothing. Like, comes back in, and then we're sitting there, and we do another knock on the bathroom door. You can wait. We're thinking, okay, bathroom emergency going on here, right?
Okay.
Totally understandable.
Okay.
All of a sudden, guy comes rolling in, and he goes behind the register, boop, 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 scans in normal street clothes. He's wearing like a Guns N' Roses t-shirt, and he's like, boom, scans us, pay. I'm like, this is weird. I go out and get my car. Guy that was behind me goes, and he comes out, and he goes, IS you not. That guy that came in was sitting in this car the entire time watching us from out front. In normal street clothes.
Wait.
He goes, when I did a walk around to the building, he goes, I saw the guy sitting here in the car the whole time.
So do you think he was the actual employee?
I have no idea. I go, you're kidding me. He goes, no. When I walked out, he was sitting right there out in front in the car.
But he scanned his own item?
No, no, no. He came and scanned our items.
Oh.
And just was like in his street clothes. And he knew how to run the register. There, it was just like, he was just like, yeah, business as usual, scanning this thing. I'm out. But he'd been sitting there because there was the car parked out in front the entire time.
So he was just chilling in his car.
He was chilling in his car watching us the whole time. Wandering around being like, what is happening here?
What did he say to you at the counter?
Nothing. That's the other thing.
Go ahead. I can already predict what happened.
He just beep, beep, nothing. And I was like, what the heck is going on? Because when I pulled up, that car was sitting there. I didn't know anybody was in it.
Okay.
The only guy that had pulled up in that time was the big truck from the guy who helped me and who went and looked in the back. Mm. So I made a friend. Like, we're walking around for 5 minutes. Like, what is going on in this place right now? Like, nobody is here.
Yeah, sure.
Banging on doors. It was the second pass past the restroom where we heard the, hey, it can wait. Here's another wrinkle to it. Another twist.
Okay.
There was another car in the parking lot with just somebody sitting in the passenger seat. But there was only... At all times, there were only two people in the store. So I have no clue what was happening in this store at all.
Would you like to hear my theory?
Yes, I want the theory.
Okay. Here's my first thought.
Okay.
Again, just want to reiterate, he said nothing to you at the counter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a lowdown of... Oh.
He did receipt, and I said, I'm good.
Anything odd about it? Was he just flat?
Business as usual. Like, business as usual.
Okay. I think he had been there probably for the night, and he's probably on a long shift. And I think he probably went out to his car to go enjoy some not work approved substance.
Mm.
Saw you guys come in and had the slow thought process of, how long can I stay out here before they either leave, figure it out? And then once they started seeing you guys playing detective outside looking for employees, he goes, oh, crap, I just got to go do this. And so then he went in and did his business.
See, I like that theory, but he wouldn't have parked right there. So this is what this.
How late was it?
It was like 9-ish.
I mean, he has smoking pot in his car, so he's not going to make the best decisions.
No. I don't think. Yeah.
No, that's your theory.
That's your theory. I don't think that was at play at all. What I think happened was, I think we did have a gastrointestinal situation happening here. And maybe she was like, the person working there was like, you know what? I need to call for backup. And this dude was like, I don't really want to go in there. And so maybe he just tried to wait this thing out and was like, oh, no, this is a real emergency. Like, she's going to be in there for the long haul. I do need to go in, work the register, like call in the bullpen, right?
Oh.
Somebody, I'm not doing well in here. That's where I'm thinking could have happened. This is it. But the mystery
was. Why didn't he just say, like, sorry, we're short? Like, see, that's the part that keys in for me is that he came to the counter and was dead quiet.
No, because there was another car.
Yeah. There was another car that had a passenger and not a driver.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
So that's two cars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm throwing that out.
That would account for the person in the restroom.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Boy, I'm still going to say he was stoned.
No,
but
I don't think so.
But you're saying he was the actual register. Yeah. Like, he was the scheduled person.
He took a break, got stoned, saw you guys freaking out. It's like, oh, crap, I got to go in here.
I don't think that is what was... I like your line of thinking. I don't think that's what I was... I think we had... I have no idea what was going... I'm just... Like, have you ever had that moment, though, where you walk into a place and you're like...
It's quiet.
You're going through there?
It's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have this feeling like, what if I just walked into, like, an episode of, like... America's Most Wanted, or I don't know what's going on here. Like, there was that thought in the back of my mind, and it wasn't a good one.
Yeah.
But luckily, everybody was okay. Everybody was okay.
Well, did you wait until the person got out of the bathroom?
No. Oh, no.
Well,
no,
then I wasn't waiting for
that. But we got the verbal confirmation that everything was fine. We got the verbal confirmation
Fair
that
enough.
Everything was fine. This is one, though, there may have been. I still don't. I can't wrap my head around what exactly happened that night.
Yeah, that it's
last night.
It might be a mystery that never is solved. Mm. Are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
Oh yeah, I slept fine last night.
Okay, cool.
I was good. I got my Klondike bar, and I was out.
That's what you went in there for?
Yeah.
That's your dessert of choice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Well, no, it's not my dessert of choice. It was just
from an AM PM.
Yeah, it was like you had a little hankering for some ice cream, so I stopped and got the Klondike bars.
There you go.
And we're on our way. All right, City of Oakland voted on a stadium proposal for the A's. What it means for Portland next on The Fan.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.